A lot of people would have known Jimmy's story because it was well covered at the time. He had a traumatic brain injury after a fall in Dublin, went through the usual St. James's, Beaumont, National Rehabilitation Hospital, Letterkenny Medical, Royal Hospital, you name it, he was through it. And we worked, and all we wanted was for him to, initially for him to live when he was in Beaumont, because he was in ICU and intubated. But then when he came home, I wanted him to live well, if you know what I mean. So he was at home with me. He was in the hospital initially, medical rehab, and they worked their wee socks off in there in physiotherapy, trying to get him back on his feet again, which we did, and supported by myself back home. We had some home help. That was grand. But what happens then is when he arrived home, there's this lack of community-based rehabilitation, especially neuro rehabilitation needed, mm-hmm. especially for people with traumatic brain injuries of any kind. Now, that could include ABA, that Jimmy's an acquired brain injury, but there's also, you know, you've got Parkinson's, you've got MS, you've got all of those different, you know, whether it's epilepsy, doesn't matter. You need community-based rehabilitation, proper community-based rehabilitation.
So do you
and
find
that would
that,
include things like...
Sorry, go, sorry? You can answer, probably lead on to that in answering this question. Does that
yes.
mean really, you know, progress, the progress that you might see stalls all those regression then once a patient or Jimmy in this case comes home, which is actually really hard to do with, I'm sure, as a loved one and yeah. as a caregiver, Mary?
He had progressed when he came home, but I had worked extremely hard with right. him. And anybody that knows me knows that I would. I had worked in community-based rehabilitation myself, albeit for mental health. And we used to say that mental health was the poor cousin of the disability yeah. services. Well, I'll tell you what, if mental health is the poor cousin, acquired brain injury is the poor cousin once removed.
Yeah.
Because the lack of physiotherapy, speech and language, neuropsychology, occupational therapy, social for Jimmy, because he loved talking to people. I mean, as I described it to somebody recently, I said, do you know what it's like? I said, navigating this system, and I worked in it, navigating the system, it was like a pin. I can only describe it like a pinball machine, Greg. Mm. So Jimmy's the ball and I'm the lever. You know, you used to pull the lever and the ball would ping off all the different elements. Well, I'm pulling the lever and Jimmy, I'm praying, will collide with some of the different health and social elements needed that are in the pinball machine. You know, before you fall down the drain, you remember the ball then used to fall down the drain?
Yeah, you're just trying to keep it in play.
And that's what it's like. But and some of the elements are there and some of them aren't there and some of them are partially there. Mm. It's hit and miss, you know, and it depends on your geography too. But the resources are not there to support community-based rehabilitation services. And the point I'm trying to make is, why on God's earth would you pump resources and energy and the work that people did in mm-hmm. those traumatic trauma centres? So he went in the door, he was dealt with professionally, you come out the back door, you come home, and then at local level, we don't have the community-based rehabilitation that's required. Mm. We're saying it for years, we still don't have it. And Jimmy's potential, I keep saying, his potential was, like, he was writing for a local newspaper, he was walking unaided. And I'm like, his potential was lost, not because of the brain injury.
Mm.
But because of the lack of community neuro rehabilitation services in this county,
very hard,
and
to,
that's a fact.
Very hard to observe that happening, Mary. I'm sure from your perspective,
it's cruel. It's not even hard. It's cruel because so much energy was put into it, and it is completely lost. Now, granted, Jimmy ended up in a nursing home because he deteriorated on his health, which can happen with ABA. Like it could have been episodic. I don't know. Mm. It must have been mm-hmm. because he's actually quite well now, especially cognitively. Emotionally, he's fine. Physically, totally compromised now. Not gone. He still has power in his legs. Mm. But and his behaviour is, it's okay, but it can be triggered mm-hmm. occasionally. So you need to keep an eye on that, what's triggering it. And but you need specialised services. You can't put somebody in a nursing home and expect them to be specialised acquired brain injury therapy.
His transfer to a nursing home was because of deteriorating health.
His mental health had deteriorated in that he was having chronic panic attacks and so on.
Okay.
Of course, mental health services think, oh, well, no, that's it's acquired brain injury. That's more, you know, that doesn't fit into our category. So you don't really fit into any particular category, because you fit into every category, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
Whether it's intellectual, whether it's emotional, whether it's physically compromised, whether it's mental health, it's all of those things. It's not just one or other. So that's why the community-based rehabilitation has to be multidisciplinary.
But Jimmy's now in a nursing home, Mary. If the supports in the community that should be there were there, would you believe he'd still be at home?
No. Right. Oh, 100%. 100%. I've absolutely no doubt about that. And as I said, the potential wasn't lost because of the brain injury. We recovered from the brain injury, albeit never at 100%. It's never going to be. But because of the lack of community neuro rehab services, proper community neuro rehab services, don't waste the money pumping it into the trauma centres like the Bowmans that are all required, by the way, save lives. But why pump it in when you then abandon them? Like, it makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely none. And I am calling on whoever the new Minister for Health will be, whenever the government is formed, which according to Micheál will be before the 22nd of March, or January, hopefully. If they are, whoever he or she is in the Minister for Health, I am calling on you to please look not just at the trauma centres, but underpin them with proper community-based rehabilitation services, which include all of those things like physiotherapy, speech and language, neuropsychology, occupational therapy, social, and more social. And put the resources where they're required. Do not waste it going in the front door of a trauma centre. And then they go out the back door to go home and there's nothing. Mary, really and truly. It makes absolutely no economic sense whatsoever. Never mind, you know, any moral sense to do that to a human being.
The rehabilitative services you talk of, there are obviously gaps here. Are there other areas of the country that are getting it right? Like, is this a national issue or a HSE area issue? I'm just curious if it's across the board or particular gaps here.
Well, I think what they've done recently is there is a national trauma strategy. And I'd say they're probably trying out things maybe at different levels. Maybe you'll probably get Cork, Galway, Dublin, you can be sure. You know what I mean? But really and truly, it is geographically, this is a problem at national level. And make no mistake about it, it's just not there. You talk to the Acquired Brain Injury Service, who are here in Letterkenny, and a very good service they provide. But, I mean, they have a little bungalow that holds, there's five beds in it. I mean, seriously, if you look at Donegal, look at the number of head traumas, even as a result of car accidents in County Donegal with young people. I've met those people in rehabilitation in Letterkenny Hospital. I mean, and I'm looking at them thinking, oh, and I know another lovely young boy that I know and love dearly, who is now in hospital and just starting the journey Jimmy started on 10, 11 years ago. And I'm thinking, oh my God, please let it be better for him.
Mary,
let it be better for him.
Jimmy's just 66. He remains in a nursing home. He remains far behind his potential with the right services and supports. What is the future then? I mean, you know, do you see a pathway to him maximising his potential with his condition? Do you see a pathway out of a nursing home where he can be in a different setting, even at home, with the supports that you talk of? Like, what does the future hold for you? I know what you're calling for, but what do you think will happen?
I know, but you have to remember now, when Jimmy was living at home, at least he was mobile. Now he's not even mobile. So it's the weight. I am now 66 years of age in June. With not a great back, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have problems with it. So physically, even getting Jimmy from A to B now is much more difficult than it was when I had him at home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's only somebody sent me a video, 2018, and he was in the house in Rafoe. I got him into the home in Rafoe, and he was walking unaided.
Wow.
My son Michael was standing in the background with two little crutches.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was walking unaided in the kitchen floor, and I thought, oh my God, look how far he had come. Mm. And I look now and I think, oh my God, this is immoral.
Yeah.
And not only is it economically makes absolutely no sense, but morally it really is an awful stain on this country. It really is. And we're saying it for a long, long, long time.
Okay.
It's time. We have newly elected TDs in this country. We have 5 wannabe senators. Get the finger out. Use your levers of power when you're up there. And please ensure that Donegal, in particular, and the rest of the country, fabulous, but Donegal, we want our own community-based rehabilitation service.
Okay, Mary Hart.
Funded properly.
Thank you very much for your time. Will you pass on our best wishes to former Senator Jimmy Hart? Always enjoyed engaging with him, and I wish him nothing but the best.
I know. He's still engaged with you. He would still engage with you.
No problem. Thanks so much, Mary. God bless you. Take care. That's Mary Hart, wife of former Senator Jimmy Hart.